Okay, Jenny, I'm with Dave and Stacy.
Jenny, morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Jenny. Hey, we've chatted before, so this is great to hear your voice again. How have you been?
Happy to hear yours. I've been good.
Excellent.
Good. We've got a lot to dive into, and so we got to do a quick little intro thing here. Now, we've talked to you for lots of other reasons, but now we're going to be talking to author Jenny Garth, getting this book out here. And what a great title. Was it your idea to come up with the title, Deep Thoughts from a Hollywood Blonde?
That was my baby, yep.
Yeah. And so were there any others that you considered, or that was the one?
Yeah. There was one, My Life as I Can't Remember It.
Oh, that's a great one. Spectacular.
I love that one.
Yep.
That's great. Oh. And then when did you write this? Have you had this in the can for a while, or?
No, this is what I've been working on for the last year. So it's been definitely something that's taken up my time.
I bet.
I'm happy that it's done and, like, ready to go.
Yeah, it's kind of a labor of love, isn't it?
It is. It's a daunting task because there's a deadline.
Yes.
And a lot of people like to tell you about the deadline.
Yeah, they're always reminding you, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and
I was going
to... That's hard to, like, keep the creative juices flowing. So there were a few times where I had to just leave town and, like, hole myself up in a hotel somewhere and just be with my computer.
Yeah.
And my brain.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I was just going to say when you finished the whole thing, I mean, did you have a little party or something, so that you could celebrate that? Because that is a giant relief of getting it done.
I haven't. It's so funny. I don't do that. Like, I don't celebrate.
No?
The things, I accomplish. I remember the book came to me in my house, and I opened it, and I was like, wow, the book is here. Great. And then, Fiona came running in and was like, I'm hungry. Where's the lunch? What's for dinner? And so that was the extent of my celebration.
Oh.
So tell us, obviously, I mean, you can't give away everything that's in the book, but tell us a little bit about what you're going into in the book, about Hollywood.
Well, the book is kind of starts from the beginning of my life, and I wanted to sort of establish, like, where I came from and how my really early years sort of molded me and shaped me, because I'm, I think that we all, as adults, still deal with things that happen to us very early in life. And so it kind of starts there. It goes through my adolescence and all the things that went on then, and then through becoming, somehow I ended up becoming a teenage actress, a famous actress on a TV show, and then from there launching into a marriage and a family and continued stardom, and all the things that have happened to me so far. And I really took the opportunity to sort of look inward and see how those things, not just tell the story of, like, this happened then and this happened then, but to really look and say, how did that affect me, or what impact did that have on me or the rest of my life or the people around me,
Would you ever encourage people in your family to go into this business?
Acting? I wouldn't discourage it. I would certainly guide them in a way that, I wasn't guided.
Okay.
I mean, my daughter, my 16-year-old, is interested in becoming an actress, and I have some, I have some concerns about it, for sure, but she's 16, and it's not like she's 12. She's extremely intelligent, and I think that it'll be different for her,
I bet she's auditioning for you all the time.
Well, we aren't even letting her audition yet. She's got to go to, like, we want her to do it a different way.
No, so she's not running in the room saying, hey, Mom, watch me do this. She's just showing off, right?
No. Nope.
Okay. Yeah. Well, hey, and here's the one thing, for you is in the book, maybe this comes across a little bit, is that you're always going to be known for being Kelly Taylor on 90210. Is that you had all that fame, and then you've had, like, the rest of your life, you've been able to, have a family now and other things. Mm-hmm. Is that do people get the impression that you've stopped sort of chasing the carrot, because you had all that fame early on, that, hey, you've already accomplished all that, so... you don't need to anymore chase, dreams and being an actress anymore?
Well, it's an interesting thing because I never chased the dream, really.
It just came to you.
The dream found me, and I was so fortunate. And then once I had it, I really lived it, and I'm still living it in a certain way. I never really stopped. I mean, I've taken a little break from it, but I've been so fortunate to be able to sort of come and go from Hollywood and take from it what I want and leave the rest, because I'm not out there trying to, like, win an Oscar. Like, I don't want to
be the most famous person in the world because I'm happy where I am.
Yeah, that comes with a lot of baggage, doesn't it? If you are, you know, the most famous person in the world, everybody's, you know, following you around and every little thing you do is scrutinized.
And you can't stay there. There's no possible way to stay at that height. And I'm very comfortable just maintaining a normal life and maintaining happiness and maintaining financial stability and taking care of my family, and also being able to do the creative projects that I want to do when I want to do them. And for me, there's nothing else, you know?
Mm-hmm.
True. Hey, now, you being a Dancing with the Stars alum, we got to ask you about the new lineup. I mean, you've seen it, right?
No.
No? Okay. Well, one of them on there that I saw on there was Drew Carey. He's going to be on Dancing with the Stars. And I'm wondering, you know, people like that, I've kind of divvied up the whole cast into people who work out on a regular basis or don't, and you know it. And somebody like Drew, he's the benefit of being someone who works out. And maybe you could talk about that. Is there a benefit to being in pretty good shape when you get on the show?
I would definitely think that would be helpful. When I did the show, I just had a baby, so I had not been working out. I was like loosey-goosey, mushy. And so day one, it was like a total shock to my system.
Oh, sure.
I believe it. Oh, totally. Well, you know, and then that's just it, is that a lot of people, they say how great they feel after going through the whole process because it was like the ultimate workout.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's the best.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine.
I mean, literally, that song, Happy, it came on during the Oscars the other night.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, Pharrell, yep.
We all started dancing, the girls and I. I was winded, and I seriously was out of breath after the song, and I felt like I had been at the gym.
Wow.
There you go.
So I was like, oh, my God, we have got to start dancing around here more often. I think dancing is the way to go. Dance, just like freestyle dancing in the living room.
Yep, yeah. Just moving around. That's the way to do
it. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, for real. Hey, are you going to be on the road then with the book a little bit? Are you going to road trip around, do some book
stories? Yeah, yeah. I'm in New York City right now. I'm going to New York tonight, New Jersey. I'll be in Chicago and Minnesota, the Mall of America.
Oh, look, yeah, out. Great place.
All right.
Can't wait to see that.
Check it out. Good deal. Well, then Road Trip Central here, you'll be seeing her. Because it sounds like you're going to enough places. A lot of people will see Jenny Garth in the book. It's Deep Thoughts from a Hollywood Blonde. Well, Jenny, congratulations on getting it all done. High five.
High five.
Yeah. And then all the best. We can't wait to hear from you again soon.
Thank you, guys.